Welcome to the Feminine Power Podcast. My name is Maria Granina and I'm your host. I'm also the founder of Feel and Feminine Magnetism Coach. I am a trained embodiment teacher and love, sex and relationship coach with a tantric approach. And my biggest passion is to show women how their feminine energies and sexual energies are actually their biggest sources of power. And by connecting to them, not trying to gain them, because they're already within, but by connecting to them, we can create the most beautiful lives that we truly deserve. And in this episode, I want to talk about something huge. We don't talk much about astrology on this channel, but I am actually really, really passionate about astrology, and I approach astrology and its guidance just the way I approach any kind of work with energy. I find it as a powerful guide that can show us answers or point us to pathways that are available, that are most alive and present in the world around us right now. It doesn't mean that everything that astrological prognosis tell is to be followed exactly and precisely. It's more about being aware of what's around and asking within what feels true and using the astrological predictions as something we can use when making our life happen. My mother is a professional astrologist and she creates me charts every year. And when I look at these charts that show me when there are more opportunities for me to succeed, where there are more places for me to be more careful, where there are more times for me to focus on my relationships or in my work, or where there are good times to start something, or where there are times to not start anything and rather focus on my internal development. There are lots of things she shows me. And over the years that I've been using these predictions and charts and maps, I've just been finding them really useful and helpful in building my life. And it also helps me to understand that there are cycles to everything and accept that sometimes things just are not going to be easy and not going to work easy. So very often when my mother gives me, okay, in these months, it's going to be hard for you to progress and just be more gentle on yourself. Don't try to push too much. And in the first years of receiving such prognoses, I would still push and it would actually be really hard in those times. And only when the energies would change and difficult times would be over, what difficult times? I mean, times that are there to show me something else. Only then, when those times would be over, things would just start coming easy to me again. And now I actually connect to these astrological predictions way more and I follow them. And it just helps me to accept things as they are. And when I know there are difficult times or more intense times, I know how to handle my body and my energy and what kind of spiritual practice I need to dedicate myself to move through these times with ease and grace and receive necessary lessons. Then there are also beautiful, very special times that astrology can show us. And when I see that a very special time is coming for me, I also practice more gratitude. And I'm just excited to know that these times are coming. So astrology for me, what I'm sharing here, is not something to follow completely strictly and let it define my life, but rather it is something to be aware of and work with, to be able to accept things, to be able to see that not everything always depends on us, to let go of the push and to surrender more into the flow of the universe. And in whatever way you work with astrology and whether you believe in it, choose to believe in it or no, if you're listening to this episode, I want to share with you what is happening this spring and why spring 2025 is so, so special. So, this spring is something a lot of people have been waiting for. It has a lot of movements, a lot of energy, and it's going to show a lot of people where they've been in their lives. It's going to be very karmic. And it might feel quite intense for many people, but also can be a beautifully transformational time. So if a lot of things are coming up for you right now, this is super normal. And the best way of dealing with intensity is a personal practice, connecting to the body, connecting to our emotions, not suppressing, but feeling, and then our body will give us the answers. So this spring is one of the most powerful windows for transformation we've seen in a long time. And again, if you've been feeling like something big is shifting in your life, maybe you're letting go of something big, or you're welcoming something new, or you're just feeling really, really intense, it's not just in your head. The thing is that the cosmos is setting the stage for deep, deep change, especially for those of us who are ready to step into our true power. So in this episode, I'm going to walk you through the major astrological events happening this spring, what they mean for us, and how you can actually use this energy to support your growth. And it is no coincidence that actually we are launching the Feminine Power Blueprint course, which is a powerful 3-month journey for women to access their feminine energy and sexual energy and transform their lives this exact spring. I have chosen the date of the launch of this course, which is the 10th of April, very, very intentionally. And this is no coincidence. So I'm going to share about this opportunity to use this powerful energy of this spring for your transformation, for your healing, for your inspiration, and for your better life in whatever way it means. All right, so let's get into it. Let's just take a big, deep breath wherever you are. If you're walking, if you're on the underground, if you're just maybe at home on your sofa, let's just take a breath here and digest this information. Okay, something big is happening this spring. What does it mean for us? The thing is, the spring is a complete reset. It's like the universe is handing us a massive opportunity to realign, release, and step into something completely new. And of course, that's why it can feel so intense. And it all starts with a rare planetary alignment at the end of February. So that's already happened. On February the 28th, there was a planetary alignment, and it was a big one. All major planets gathered on one side of the sun, creating a huge energetic shift. It's basically like a cosmic wake-up call. And at that time, some of us could have started feeling an inner push to get really honest with ourselves. What is it that we want? What is our purpose? What to do next in life? And how to be truly authentic? So that was a great moment to pause and ask, am I living in alignment with who I truly am? And of course, this energy is still in the air, and a lot of us might be reviewing. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. That means a lot of us have a chance to really, really step into their authentic power. And as we move into March, things get even deeper. On March 14th, there is a lunar eclipse in Leo. And by the way, I am sharing the information according to Vedic astrology, not Western astrology. And lunar eclipses in Leo, according to Vedic astrology. You might have other information about it being in Virgo, but that would be according to Western astrology. And I definitely follow Vedic astrology as it provides way deeper information, but that's just my opinion. And this eclipse on March 14th is one that illuminates your sense of identity, your sense of self-expression. For many of us, it would mean to review and even release the past ways we've been seeing ourselves and presenting ourselves. Maybe the identity we've taken is now outdated. This eclipse is going to show that. It is about releasing the old stories, old ideas, old limitations. And this eclipse gives this opportunity to step into the new powers and to be kind of reborn. So there might be lots of illusions and roles and masks that we've been holding on to, and this is the time to let go of them. So for some, that might mean a lot of challenges can be now happening around their sense of self-identity. And instead of suffering in this crisis of self-identity, we can step back, take a deep breath, maybe commit to a more powerful embodiment practice or a meditation or whatever works for you, when what you need to do to review and to really feel what truth is within, and to release all these that we've been holding on to, and then allow ourselves to step into a new way of living. Maybe invite a new way of relating to yourself and presenting yourself in the world. Next, on March 29th, there is a solar eclipse in Pisces. Again, I am telling you Vedic astrology. And if before March 29th, a lot of us might be feeling like a lot of intensity and almost like a crisis is happening and a lot of things are to be let go of, to be reviewed, new commitments are to be made, new identities are to be embraced. On March 29th, there is a solar eclipse that brings new beginnings. And it is happening in Pisces, that is a sign connected to spirituality and intuition and deep emotional healing. So this kind of energy is going to bring a lot of big realizations. Suddenly, all this energy that's been happening before, on this day, will start becoming way more centered in realizations, in new thoughts, in new ideas. And you might suddenly see things differently. You will see what you truly want, where you've been settling for less that you desire, and what your soul is actually calling you toward. So this is a perfect time to make new commitments to a new life, for a more aligned, intuitive, and heart-led life. Again, because it is happening in the sign of Pisces, which is a sign connected to spirituality, intuition, and deep emotional healing, this will be the time where a lot of us will choose to commit to more alignment with themselves, to more personal practice, to more connection with their own power. And this will be the really, really perfect time to commit to personal growth journeys, commit to new ways of embracing your connection to self, to the divine, to inner truth, and to begin practices and maybe community activities, maybe courses that help you gain clarity and stay aligned and continue evolving and making your life better, better, and better from this point ahead. Things will become much easier. It will become much easier to commit to the beauty and joy and growth of this life. And the best ways of doing so would be through, again, self-healing, personal practice, connection to self, because that's where the right answers, those aligned answers, will be coming to you. And then as we move into April, this is where things finally start to feel even more clearer. Like things are becoming more settled, clear. And on April 8th, Mercury goes direct. Before April 8th, Mercury is in retrograde, making a lot of things feel a little stuck and confusion, and even beautiful realizations are coming and changes are coming. Still, things are not moving as well enough, as smooth enough, as fast enough in many areas of our lives. So on April 8th, that is going to stop and everything will start moving forward again much more smoothly. So this will be the time when there is much less overthinking, much more certainty, and making decisions will start feeling much easier. Yeah. So this whole period before April 8th will show you where you need to make a change, will show you where you need to release, to let go, to surrender, to stop holding on to old identities. It will then give you new powers to commit to something new, to really grow. And from April 8th, it will all become easier to actually execute. So it's like the fog lifts and suddenly you can see your path clearly. And if you do all the work that the universe shows you to do in March, then from April 8th, you will have really fruitful results. And just 2 days later, we have one of the most powerful new beginnings of the year. On April 10th, new moon in Aries. And new moons always symbolize a fresh start. It is a beautiful time to make new intentions, new commitments, start something new. And this one is in Aries, the most bold and initiatory energy of all. So this is the moment to say, yes, I am ready. Yes, I'm choosing myself. Yes, I'm stepping fully into my power. Yes, I want to make a change in the world. Yes, I want to live a big life. Yes, I want to be authentic. Yes, I want to receive and I want to give and I want to live a big life. So this is the perfect day to start something really powerful for yourself, for the world, for your life. And this is why on this specific day, we start the Feminine Power Blueprint course. I have chosen this date really, really carefully and intentionally for women who start this powerful personal journey, personal growth journey. On this date, April 10th, new moon in Aries, are going to experience deep transformations in all areas of their lives. And we start on this day with an opening ceremony where we will have a ritual. And if you are interested in this journey, in this beautiful course, I'm going to now tell you more about it. So this is a journey of 3 months where we take women into an initiation and reconnection to their feminine energy and their sexual energy. Women are going to have classes and rituals guided by 10 world-class experts. And everything is going to be also available as a recording, and recordings will be available for 6 months. The entire course offers a lot of flexibility so that women can fit it in into their busy schedules, but also receive a huge amount of value and deep transformation from within. And we show women how to access their inner power to attract aligned and beautiful relationships, to be sovereign in their thinking, to truly love themselves and their bodies, and to step into their queen-like energy so that they can create from their hearts, from their wombs, in this life, in this world, more beauty, more power, more freedom for themselves and the people around them. This is a really, really potent journey. And if you want to start it on April 10th, you can check out more information about it in this episode description. And you can also access another episode that is posted right before, which is frequently asked questions about the Feminine Power Blueprint, in case you have more questions after looking into this course page, where we show you the entire syllabus, all that you will learn, our incredible teachers. You can also learn more in the frequently asked questions section. You can receive as much information about it to make your decision, but you can also make this decision based on your intuition and enroll into this really potent journey. And I can't wait to start it and meet all these incredible women participating. Up until now, we already have such an international, beautiful team, women from all over the world, all sorts of ages, and women from Australia and Canada and Argentina and Mexico and Portugal and Spain and the UK and US and all sorts of places from everywhere. And I'm so proud of it because we do create this international, deeply connected community. And if you're still here and listening to this episode, I also offer you a 10% discount code, which is in this episode note. So you can also take a note for yourself now. The code is POWERPODCAST, and it gives you 10% off to join this course. And this course also offers scholarships for women who are truly called to this work, but truly cannot afford it. We do offer scholarships because we want this work to be available to as many women as possible. And we do not want to exclude those who cannot financially afford this course. It is important that women are genuinely committed to this work. Therefore, we have a rich application process enriched with different interesting questions because we want to know women who are applying. So if this is something that you need, you can apply on our website that is linked in this episode description. And the scholarship program is made possible thanks to our incredible patrons. We also offer everyone out there, including men, to become a patron of this course, to sponsor 3 women or more for this beautiful, beautiful journey and help women elevate themselves and as a result, elevate the world. And if you want to become a patron of this course, you can reach out to me directly. My contact details are here in this episode description. You can also go ahead and just purchase the patron ticket on the website. One ticket sponsors 3 women. If you want to sponsor more, please just get more tickets. And I am offering connection calls to all our patrons. So once you have a ticket, I'm going to also speak with you myself, and we're going to share with you about our vision and mission and this beautiful scholarship program and the entire course. I want to say a special thank you to our first patron, Anna, who is a senior executive at one of the most powerful financial institutions in the world, without disclosing its name. And not only she's a successful woman who's built her life and her career as a mother, as a powerful woman, she's also a Kundalini yoga teacher. And she is deeply connected to this work and to the mission of our company field and of this course. And she wants to help more women to connect to their power, to their energy within, so that they can also create beautiful lives on their own terms and achieve their visions. And that's why she became the patron of this course. So thank you, Anna, for being our first patron. I can't wait to welcome more and spread this incredible work with more women worldwide. And if you're there, a woman who wants to commit to this work, this course is a worthy investment into yourself. It is a very, very high value course that we sell at a friendly, affordable price because we want this work to be available to way more women than the usual courses out there offer to. And also this course gives you an access to the work of 10 incredible teachers. You're going to receive such a richness of experience, and this is going to truly transform all of us from within this experience of being in a container of such transformation that I am really, really proud of creating this offering for the world and welcoming all of you in. If you desire to join, you can check the link in this podcast description. My name is Maria Grenina. I'm the founder of Feel, the host of this podcast, and I'm excited to continue sharing with you here.